The governor, Utah's House Speaker, and the state's Senate President traveled to Washington, D.C. today, but the visit will be for naught if local government leaders don't come up with an alternative to Medicaid expansion.
Governor Gary Herbert, Greg Hughes, and Wayne Niederhauser spoke to the Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell about trying to find a solution after two alternative plans failed to pass in the last legislative session. Governor Herbert says the federal government seems like they're willing to help.
They seem very willing. They didn't say, "Oh, this is nothing that we can deal with. This is too much you're asking for." They recognize that states' budgets do have to be balanced. That we can't deficit spend. We are not in the ability to print our own money, and so they recognize the differences there. And so the idea of what can we do to ensure some predictability and some certainty going forward, so that we don't have something that's going to we can't afford, and how can we in fact cap those costs, is one that they're willing to explore with us. There's probably two or three different suggestions that they didn't give us as here's the answer, but they said, why don't we explore these? You make some proposals to us. We're going to take a look at the numbers and see if together we can find a way to in fact ensure us that we will not in fact have an ever-growing cost to our budget that we cannot afford 10 years down the road.
Deseret News reporter Lisa Riley Roche asked the governor if they will be able to cover all Medicaid recipients, especially those who fall through the cracks.
You know, we're trying to cover as many people as we can afford, and we hope that is up to at least as a minimum up to the 0 to 100% range. We've talked in terms of there's a proposal that to go up to 138%. But that's going to be ongoing negotiation, but we're going to try to take care of those who are most vulnerable in our society and do it at a level that we can afford as a state. And so if you want me to give you, is it 90,000 or 110,000 people? I don't know what that's going to work out to be right now. We're going to try to do as many as we can afford.
Now, the governor and other leaders say they are not back to square one in any negotiations over the Medicaid alternative. He also believes that they will be able to reach the July 30th deadline that they set for a new program.